From Mimeo Field at Harry Grove Stadium, this is Unlocking the Keys with JJ Myhowski.
Hey, 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 what's going on? JJ Myhowski here with the brand new and improved edition of Unlocking the Keys, the first one of its kind here in 2021. We're going to try to bring the podcast to you every other Wednesday as this season progresses, as Frederick takes on the new challenge of being a member of the MLB Draft League. It's going to be very exciting for the fans this year, and we'll talk more about the MLB Draft League in just a couple of minutes, but I wanted to give you a little overview of what the podcast is going to look like this year. I'm JJ Myhowski, your host, also the radio broadcaster for the Frederick Keys, so I hope to talk to most of you every single night on our radio broadcast as the season goes along, and to see many of your faces back here at Mimeo Field this season. On Unlocking the Keys, we're going to try to bring you some exclusive interviews with players, as well as talk to some coaches and managers, as we are today with our first guest, Derek May, the manager of the 2021 Keys squad. We'll get to him in just a couple of minutes with his interview, but also we're going to try to probably talk to a couple of front office staff and give you some inside information on promotional stuff that's coming out this season with the Keys and all the fun things that we have planned here at Mimeo Field. Let's get to our first segment of the show. Before you can take an at-bat, we need to head to the on-deck circle. Welcome to the On Deck Circle, a brand new segment for Unlocking the Keys here in 2021, where I'm going to take you inside of the Keys organization this year. We'll try to get some front office staff on during this segment as the season progresses to talk about promotional opportunities that are coming up for fans to be able to come out to Mimeo Field and hang with us for a night at the ballpark, and also just updates on how the team is doing as we progress throughout this 2021 season. And hopefully it'll be a good one for the Frederick Keys after a year without baseball in 2020. So when we return in 2021, the Frederick Keys might look a little different as the last time you were at Mimeo back in 2019. The Keys are no longer affiliated with the Baltimore Orioles, as that agreement came to a close at the end of 2020. Instead, the Frederick Keys are now part of the Major League Baseball Draft League, which is also founded in part by Prep Baseball Report. And together, the two organizations have put together rosters and worked out all the logistics to be able to field a league of college juniors and seniors who are draft eligible for this year's 2021 Major League Draft. That draft will be held in Colorado at the same time as the MLB All-Star break. And those two events are going to be together for the first time ever. So it's really an exciting time for Major League Baseball to put a spotlight on the players who will be prospects in the coming years, and a good opportunity for scouts to come out to the ballpark and see what college players may have been overlooked, so your next MLB team can pick them up and be the next star of tomorrow. The teams in the MLB Draft League this year will be the Trenton Thunder, the Williamsport Crosscutters, the State College Spikes, the Mahoning Valley Scrappers, the West Virginia Black Bears, and your Frederick Keys. It's going to be such a great time, a 68-game schedule set up for this year. Still waiting on rosters to be announced, but hopefully that's coming soon. And Derek May, our manager, will lead along with a couple of other former major leaguers, such as Coco Crisp and Jed Jorko, who will manage in the league as well. It's going to be an awesome time, and we encourage you to come out to Mimeo Field all summer long, because we're going to try to keep things as normal as possible, especially with all the COVID guidelines that will have to be followed here in Mimeo Field in 2021. We're going to bring you top-tier, family-friendly entertainment, the same that you have always had at Mimeo Field when even the Keys were affiliated with the Baltimore Orioles. That doesn't change how we see our fans, and we have an exciting promotional schedule set up for this year. That'll be coming out in a couple of weeks, but just to give you a little insight on what you can expect if you come out to Mimeo Field, it's going to be a good time. We have giveaways planned. We have fireworks set up for every Friday and Saturday home game throughout the 2021 season. And of course, top tier baseball, as you get to see the stars of tomorrow and maybe even some top tier draft picks play as we move into the draft in July. Other than that, let's get to our alumni of the day. Our Keys alumni for this episode, number one of Unlocking the Keys, it's going to be Yermin Mercedes. Mercedes played with the Keys in 2016 and 2017. He had 129 games here with the Keys, had 126 hits, hit 21 homers, and batted .296 as his career average with the Keys. You probably have heard Mercedes' name tossed around as one of the best up-and-coming players in Major League Baseball. The most notable stat for Mercedes so far in 2021 is that he was 8-for-8 to start off his season. According to the Elias Sports Bureau, he is now the first player in the modern era, which dates back to 1900, to begin a season with 8 hits in his first 8 at-bats. Mercedes was batting .404 through his first 15 games with 4 home runs. Usually Mercedes is the DH for the White Sox, but he had an opportunity to take the mound against the Boston Red Sox on April 19th. Mercedes gave up 3 hits, an earned run, 32 pitches. He threw an inning and touched in the upper 80s, which isn't bad for a position player pitching. Obviously, the White Sox were down pretty big in that game, but it's exciting to be able to see a Frederick Key succeeding at the next level. As I mentioned, that average up over 400 to start the 2021 campaign for Mercedes. Our best wishes to him and moving forward here in the 2021 season. Well, it's very exciting to be able to bring our first guest onto Unlocking the Keys here in 2021. And now joining us, the new manager of the Frederick Keys, Derek May. Derek, it's great to have you on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. It looks like it's a sunny day by you, out enjoying the beautiful weather. And hopefully we have a lot of beautiful weather here at Nimmo Field this summer. So let's just talk to the fans a little bit. Who are you? Where are you from? What's sort of your background going into this 2021 season?
My name is Derek May. I am from Delaware. I grew up in Newark, Delaware, pretty much my whole life. I came there from the age of 7 after my dad. He was semi-retired. So from there, like I said, I grew up in Newark, went to high school in Newark, played baseball, football, basketball, all of that. And I was fortunate enough where, where football was, I was pretty good at that. I got a scholarship there to Virginia Tech. And I also got a baseball scholarship there too. So, but I was fortunate enough to get drafted by the Chicago Cubs in the first round, 9th pick, at 17. And from there, just my career in baseball kind of took off. I played for 18 years. I coached for 13. My kids, they played in college. And one of my sons is a scout for Boston Red Sox. My brother is a scout for Toronto. Just it's kind of a family thing, I think. But we're very fortunate to have, baseball as our profession.
Well, you mentioned your family being involved in baseball, and maybe one of the most exciting things that's happened in your family is your dad was traded. He was part of the big Hank Aaron trade. And can you talk to me a little bit about that? What was that like for your dad to go through that, for being traded for possibly one of the greatest players of all time?
Yeah, it's probably one of the biggest things he's known for. I mean, other than his personality, because I've always heard that he's had a great personality. Everybody loved him in baseball. But when we heard that he got traded for Hank Aaron, it was, people were pretty amazed. But we actually, when he got traded there, we went to Atlanta. And it was such a nice, welcome. We got such a warm welcome there, especially by, his family, Hank Aaron's family. So it was really nice, and I think that he wanted to go home to Milwaukee, and my dad was, the one guy, in that trade that was a major league player, and the other guys were kind of, they were minor league players, but I think they made it, a couple of them made it, but he was the main guy, and, it always goes down in the trades or in the papers as, he was traded for, Hank Aaron, but it's something to remember, something to always kind of, look back and be proud of.
Yeah, well, baseball is filled with a lot of those cool anecdotes and everything like that. So I appreciate you sharing that with me. When we had first talked on the phone, I was surprised, and I looked that up immediately after it happened. So very cool little tidbit. What was that like for you to be able to travel with your dad throughout his major league career and move city to city and just be in that MLB atmosphere?
It was nice. I think the best part of it was just going to, going to the field, the stadium, and eating all the bubble gum, and you know, playing catch underneath the you know, the stands and, you know, in different stadiums. But it was nice. I think, you know, after a while we were pretty young, you know, but after a while, it was nice to have him home, you know, after a while. But it was, like I said, it was great when he was playing, but it was even nicer when he was home.
So you mentioned all the high school athletics, and obviously you are able to generate a big love for baseball with your dad playing, but your high school career, you're a three-sport athlete. You mentioned playing baseball, basketball, and football. You won a couple of state championships. So what was that like for you? And I mean, you're one of the greatest Delaware high school athletes that's come through there. You were the Delaware Athlete of the Year in 1993. You're a member of the Delaware Sports Hall of Fame, the Delaware Afro-American Sports Hall of Fame, and the Delaware Baseball Hall of Fame. So what does that mean to you to be able to have Delaware be such a big part of your life?
Well, you know, the thing is, I'm proud of Delaware and to be, you know, grow up here, you know. And it's funny because when I played, they're like, "Where are you from, California?" I'm like, "No, Delaware." They're like, "Delaware?" Like, nobody ever thought that would come out of my mouth. But that's exactly, you know, I was proud of that. And, you know, Delano DeShields, and then he's another guy that he's from Delaware. We played against each other since we were little. And then, you know, obviously my dad and Chris Short. There's just a lot of guys that people probably don't even realize that were from Delaware that actually played in the major leagues and were really good athletes in NFL and you know, NBA too. So it's a small state, but we make an impact in sports.
So being from Delaware, I mean, obviously geographically you could be a couple of different sports fans, but where do your sports alliances usually lie, especially for major league teams?
Major league teams, I didn't really have an alliance because we were so close with Philadelphia and Baltimore, you know, and, you know, the Nationals weren't there at that time, but I didn't really have one for baseball. I always liked the players, you know. Football is definitely Eagles. I'm an Eagles fan. Sorry.
Go Birds. I'm an Eagles fan as well.
Yeah, so that's Eagles, Sixers, you know. So that's one of the things that those are my team. So even my whole family. So we always, except my dad. My dad was a front runner. He always kind of picked the team that, that was winning all the time. So it's funny.
Cool. Well, coming out of high school, you were drafted number 9 overall by the Chicago Cubs, and you mentioned having that scholarship for football and baseball. So what was that whole decision process like for you coming out of high school and basically jumping immediately into your professional playing career?
Yeah, that senior year was kind of crazy for me. It was just, you know, you had football and you had a lot of head coaches and all the recruiters coming to the school and trying to take your official visits and, you know, basically, I would play. I'd have a basketball game on a Friday night. I'd leave out on Saturday mornings, get there to wherever I was. You know, say I had that four official visits of like Notre Dame and Penn State and North Carolina, Virginia Tech. But I'd fly there in the morning, and then I get to see the school, and then finally fly out like Sunday night, be at school on Monday morning. So it was pretty, you know, it's pretty tiring after that, but then, you know, looking back, it was probably one of the best times of my life. And then baseball season, it got even crazier. So, I mean, it was just, you know, you had like 30 scouts and cross checkers and, you know, just everybody there at every game. And it was just a great experience. When I look back, you know, I'm sure that I could have been nervous or whatever, but I didn't really look at it that way. I just kind of did what I did, loved playing, and it kind of worked out.
And just being able to hear your name called number 9 overall in a draft, what was that like for you and your family to hear the Chicago Cubs draft you?
Oh, it's great. I mean, the one thing, obviously, the internet. Which is funny. We had to get a phone call. So they would tell us, basically, I'd get like a weed out. Somebody would say, they'd call and say, hey, you're this, or you're 28, or you're going to be in the 20, you know, in the 20s, or you know, something like that. So when they called, it was number nine. It was just, you're number nine. So I was like, oh, my God, okay. So we're excited about that. And the funny thing was, the Delaware, the guy from, who was the general manager, was from Delaware, was Dallas Green. So, yeah, so that's another connection. And so from there, it was just kind of things kind of went really, really quick. And I was probably on a plane in like about 7 days, on to spring training. Didn't really have time to think. You graduated, then jumped on a plane the next day. And it was pretty much gone. So, but it was great. I mean, like I said, it was a great situation. And, you know, to hear that, you know, be number nine, you know, out of the whole country, that was something that, you know, I always think about and always be proud of too.
So obviously you're going to be working with a lot of players who might be drafted this summer. What's going to be your mindset in that standpoint of taking your experience of being drafted directly out of high school and applying it to these college players who are now playing in this brand new league for the first time?
Yeah, you know, the thing with me, like as far as when I first started, since the expectations were so high and I had to learn how to deal with that, you know, and try to be myself. And that's kind of what, you know, I'll be talking to them about is, you know, try to be who you are and be the best version of you, who you are, and try to, you know, play the way you play, you know, and play the way that, you know, that kind of got you noticed and got you here. And if it is something you got to improve on, we're going to be there for them, you know, whatever they need as far as, you know, if they want to do stuff. But, you know, for us, it's more about trying to let their skill and ability play out and let the scouts and everybody see it. And hopefully they have fun doing it.
So stop talking about your managerial career. You spent a lot of time coaching throughout professional baseball, especially a lot of time with the St. Louis Cardinals. What was that time like for you in being in the St. Louis Cardinals organization from, I believe it was 2005 all the way up through 2015?
It was great. I mean, the one thing when I first came with the Cardinals, I mean, I was excited because, you know, once you stop playing and then you get the coach, it's like coaching is probably the best as far as like, I guess having with yourself, you know, meaning that like self, you feel better when you help other people. And when I was helping players get better and just kind of trying to help them with their trade and hopefully help them get to the big leagues, it was most gratifying thing that I had in baseball, even when I played, you know. So it's one of those things that I got an opportunity to do and coach and do that with guys who could potentially be big league players. And and coaching with the Cardinals, we had a lot of them. I mean, that was one thing that I had an opportunity. A lot of the players that got to the big leagues and won the World Series and, you know, won the divisions and all that stuff, those were players that I coached since 2005, you know. So I was really happy with that as far as helping them achieve what they needed to achieve, and that's to become a winning player, productive player in the big leagues.
Well, you mentioned the World Series in 2011. So I'm curious, did you get a World Series ring? And then B, what was it like for you to be able to see those players win the World Series? Did you talk to a lot of them afterwards and just reflect on what the past few years had meant to you?
I got actually two World Series rings. I got 2006 and 2011, and then 2013 we won the National League Championship. So it, you know, we got that too. So one thing I was fortunate enough, we had really, really good players and really good people players, and they were generous enough to say, hey, you know, these guys should get rings, and they actually gave us a share, like one for the whole staff. They gave us one share, so for the whole minor league staff that worked, you know, because they knew how much how important they are. So it was great. I mean, like I said, we had some really great, great players and great character guys.
So now, just looking into joining Frederick here in 2021, it's going to be the first time that you're really managing at a professional level. Are you excited to be able to come out to Frederick? Have you been here before, or what's your mindset going into this season?
No, I'm excited. I mean, that's, you know, one thing when this league started, that was the first thing. I sent up my resume and stuff like that. I said I wanted to manage. And that's one of the, because I've managed like games where, you know, maybe a manager gets kicked out and stuff like that, you know, or manager leaves for a couple of days. I've done that. But to have a team that, you know, that you can kind of, you know, talk with and do certain things and talk about certain things as the manager and have that impact. You know, it's something that I think that I wanted to do. And I think that it's, like I said, it's something that's very gratifying. And I think, I like doing it.
So going off that, Derek, what's going to be your perspective moving into this new season with the MLB Draft League? And how are you going to be able to perceive that to fans, that these are still major league prospects going into this season?
Well, I want these, you know, basically they're going to be playing and displaying their skills, you know, and hopefully it's going to be with a lot of energy. I'm not going to be there to, you know, I want to make sure that they can go out and do that. And I think that for me, you know, I want them to play, and I want to let them play. And I want them to understand too, is that, you know, there's a certain way you play, and you know, and also to have fun. I think that's one thing I've always liked when I was a player or even a coach. I mean, I do certain things that I do, but I don't want them to take themselves too seriously either, because it's this game is so hard, and it's very important to try to laugh at yourself and you know, do things that kind of take your mind off of baseball sometimes. So hopefully we'll have fun, and their skills and their, you know, talent will show, and the fans will like it. So.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to having you here in Frederick this year. I'm sure the fans are very excited to begin the 2021 year. Is there anything else that you want to add to get ready for the season?
No, I mean, I think one thing, I always say no, but then I say something, but it's funny. But no, I just think that, you know, we're going to have a lot of kids that are going to be potentially major league players, and they're going to make an impact. And I think that, you know, for them, for fans to see them now, it'll be great to kind of look back and say, hey, you know, I remember when he was playing in this league, and I know, and I guarantee that there's going to be a few guys like that in the league. So, you know, it's important, I think, to kind of come out, understand kind of what we're trying to do here, but also, you know, understand that these guys are future major leaguers, you know, and you get an opportunity to see them when they were young and raw, and hopefully, you know, free spirit and having fun. So I just think that it'd be nice to see, and for everybody to come out and see it. So that's all I have to say with that.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Derek May, the manager of the 2021 Frederick Keys. We're excited to have you out here in Frederick in just a few weeks. Opening day, May 24th. It's coming up on us quick, and the Frederick Keys will be right home here on May 26th at Nimmo Field. Derek, we can't wait to see you make your debut.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I can't wait either.
So. It'll be a good time. Well, we'll talk to you soon. Have a great one. Thank you for joining us.
All right, thanks, JJ.
Well, there you have it, Keys fans. Derek May, the manager of the Frederick Keys. It's going to be an exciting year here at Nimmo Field. As I mentioned, the Keys promotional schedule will be coming out very, very soon. So keep your eye out for that on our website. Be sure to follow along with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all at Frederick Keys. You can also find us on TikTok now, where Keyote is making some special appearances as we get ready for the season. But for now, that'll do it for the first episode of Unlocking the Keys here in 2021. For Derek May, thank you so much for joining us. I'm JJ Mahowski, and we'll see you next episode.